Hello everyone, welcome to SAP on Public Cloud podcast. So in this episode, we are going to take a look at latest announcements or the new technologies that has come in SAP on Public Cloud space, which can improve your current architecture, whichever you may have. So we'll be talking about SAP on Azure, SAP on AWS, and SAP on GCP, all of these stacks. And with me, I have Manikantan, whom we call Mani, who specialized in SAP on AWS, SAP on Azure, SAP on GCP, and also an SAP basis guy or SAP architect with more than a decade of experience. And with me, I have Subramani Ramakrishnan, who is also specialized in SAP on Azure, SAP on AWS, and SAP on GCP with more than a decade of experience. So today, let's hear it from Mani. Mani, when it comes to SAP on AWS, so what kind of latest news that we have in this space?
Hello everyone. So coming to SAP on AWS, there are a couple of updates I would like to discuss in this forum. To start with, now like AWS Launch Wizard now supports scaling up HANA-based deployments to increase the performance requirements. We all know that the SAP deployments can be done through SAP Launch Wizard, but now Launch Wizard also supports scaling up on SAP HANA-based systems in minutes. And further, Amazon EC2 on-demand capacity reservation now also supports cluster placement groups. Starting this January, customers can use Amazon EC2 on-demand capacity reservation to reserve their capacity for their cluster placement groups as well. With the cluster placement groups, customer can launch EC2 instances into logical groups within the segments of the network with the high bandwidth, thus the low latency of high throughput between the instances inside to the cluster. And third point, I would like to also discuss about that observation or the monitoring of capability of Amazon CloudWatch applications. And now through Amazon CloudWatch application, like we can also monitor HANA databases. CloudWatch application insight for SAP HANA can be configured in just few minutes. It creates a dashboard with recommended monitors and provide a central view of key performance and availability matrices of the HANA database, and also for your operating system and also for AWS infrastructure layers as well. Last but not the least, AWS also announced the general availability of the AWS Elastic Disaster Recovery. We call it as AWS DRS, which is also known as Cloud Endure Disaster Recovery. AWS Elastic Disaster Recovery is based on the technology of Cloud Endure, yes, and is operated from the AWS Management Console nowadays. You can also use AWS DRS to simplify your recovery process on the wide range of SAP application and as well as the non-SAP applications. And this service uses a unified process and drills and recovery and the fallback mechanism. You don't have to have a specific skill set to perform any kind of disaster recovery drills in your landscape with AWS.
Actually, that's been, I think, very good information, especially the one around the DRS, the CloudWatch, and so on. Thank you for that update. So let's move on to SAP on GCP. So SAP on GCP, Subbu, do you have any update for SAP on GCP?
Yeah, Prakash. So coming with respect to SAP on Google, so I have only one topic to cover today. So Google has introduced FileStore Enterprise last September. And with FileStore Enterprise, it's nothing but Google's native NFS solution that can be used for SAP's critical components such as Trans Directory, SAP MNT, and even for HANA scale-out solutions. So its use case is similar to that of AWS EFS or Azure FileShare. And Google vouches that it provides 99.9% regional availability, and this feature can be provisioned across the zone within a region. So personally, I have seen set of issues respect to NFS with DRBD solutions for a set of customers. So I personally feel it is best recommended to go with a cloud-native solution such as FileStore when it comes to NFS configuration. And I think that's all from SAP and Google. So over to you, Prakash.
Thank you, Subbu. This is an interesting one. I concur with you in terms of, you know, using DRBD or any other NFS solution. Now that all the customers in the other cloud like Azure, they are moving towards Azure File Share, AWS, they are moving towards EFS, and I think of Google or GCP customers now can leverage the file store. Like 6 months or 8 months ago, we also did one deployment for SAP on GCP. At that time, we were taking a look at, you know, what is possible. We had only two choices, that is Azure NetApp or to build your own NFS cluster. But with the introduction of file store, it is going to simplify the architecture of SAP systems. At least it is going to minimize two VMs, you know, which can at least save you like 200 bucks per month, which is going to be like, you know, at least 2000 euros per month, right? So that's the kind of benefit customers can see it. Thank you, Subbu. So now let's move on to the SAP on Azure. So I will give that update, SAP on Azure update. So SAP on Azure Ultra Disk, that is, you know, very restricted availability, you know, globally. Now it is available in West US 3. That is the region in which it is available now. And in Ultra Disk is typically used for the workload that really, you know, transaction intensive, where, for example, SAP HANA kind of databases, you cannot use it for OS disk, but for the data disk, you'll be able to use. But when you use it, there are also a lot of restrictions, like, you know, for example, you will not be able to use it with Azure Site Recovery. So that is something you will not be able to use. So keep a note of all that. And it can also not be used in all the regions globally. Now it's slowly getting introduced in each of the regions. Now with the latest introduction, you also have it in West US 3. That is the first update. The second update is, you know, HANA telemetry in Azure Monitor for SAP solutions. Azure Monitor for SAP solutions is also not available across all the regions, but now, you know, although in the restricted regions, now it can also be used for monitoring your HANA related databases. So for example, license information or alert statistics and so on. Instead of depending on any other monitoring solution, now the customers can leverage you know, Azure Monitor for SAP solutions to monitor HANA databases. So you can use the Azure Native solution, you can use you know, Kusto Query and so on to be able to customize your you know, monitoring needs when it comes to SAP HANA. Finally, the last one, it's basically metrics and alerts for Azure Backup. So Azure Backup, we didn't have the ability to, you know, create our own custom alerts and things so on. But now with the introduction, now that we know that, you know, Azure Backup also natively supports SAP HANA with the backend integration. So we will be able to leverage, you know, the same technology to be able to alert and then provide the notifications to, for example, if there is a failure. Right, so you'll be able to use the metrics and metric monitor or metric alert rules to be able to trigger alerts for HANA or MS SQL Server, which are natively integrated with Azure Backup. So these are the news that we have for our audience. I'm sure you know, this information will help you, you know, have more information on this particular area, and not just that. With this, you will also be able to make some improvements operationally or architectural perspective or from a deployment perspective. I hope it is helpful to the audience. Thank you everyone for joining us today. And thank you Subbu and Mani for sharing your knowledge in this space.
Yeah, thanks Prakash. Thanks all.
Thank you.
Thank you.